This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. UNCW Theater presents the classic 16th century tale of A Deal with the Devil, Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. Director Christopher Marino had to choose between two competing versions of the script, the A-text or the B-text.
B-text is like super morality play. Like, he messes with the devil, he gets torn apart and dragged to hell. A-text is very ambiguous. Like, he dies, but there's no dragging him to hell. So I think A-text is closer to Marlowe. The A-text very much has an ending where Faustus is dying and seems to almost die in a state of bliss. 400 years ago, that was a very dangerous ending because it was not moralizing about Faustus. It wasn't saying, oh, now he goes to hell because he made a pact with Lucifer. It's more saying, at the end of this journey and all of this back and forth between God and the devil, there's nothing. Faustus has read about everything. He's written probably extensively on everything. He's done everything that an academy or academic environment could do. He's just never gone out and done anything. Through the course of the play, he pretty much hits each of the seven deadly sins as he progresses. And he starts off in a place of pride. He challenges Mephistopheles to say, you know, why does Lucifer want my soul? As in, I'm special, aren't I? And Mephistopheles says, well, it's just to enlarge his kingdom. And he's not happy with that answer. He's driving to this idea of, I'm special, Lucifer wants my soul. I'm bigger and better and more important than all the other men.
I want to know about the devils or the demons.
Yeah. So there are five of them. They're almost like a chorus, but they don't say anything. The costumes and the look of them is really quite arresting and kind of shocking when you first see it. Then after a while, you get used to them and they become kind of funny. But at first, it's kind of like, whoa, what am I seeing? And that was the effect that my costume designer, Mark Sorensen, and I were going for. We were working with the elements, predominantly earth and fire. They're constructed of earth and fire. And so when they come in, they're in kind of fiery energy. And then they do all sorts of fun things throughout the show.
Music director Adrian Varnum composed music for the seven-piece ensemble that includes violin, viola, drums, bass, guitar, and synthesizer.
From ballads to rock and pop to really metal-y screaming type of sounds too. But I guess the unifying thread is that of melody. My background as a violinist, I write melody, understand song structure and how it should be pleasing to the ear. Even in some of the darker music, I tried to create songs and that were memorable, that you'd walk away from maybe singing or humming. And I didn't want it just to be dark and just mysterious necessarily. I wanted it to have some structure and sound like, you know, some popular pop rock or rock stuff as well.
That's music director Adrian Varnum and Christopher Marino, director of Dr. Faustus. On stage at UNCW's Main Stage Theater, February 15th through 25th. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.